At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Huge thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFT partners of The Dan Patrick Show. You can dive into all the action. Hottest NFL, NBA trading cards. If you're looking for rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. But that's not all. Panini America, breaking new ground, exclusive NIL deals featuring some of the biggest names in college sports. Well, like the biggest name in college sports, Caitlin Clark. Also, some upcoming first-round draft picks. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Donruss, and so many more on the web at PaniniAmerica.net or the Panini Direct app. And discover Panini Instant Cards celebrating the biggest sports moments of the previous week. You get started by going to PaniniAmerica.net today, the official trading cards and NFTs of The Dan Patrick Show.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
We made it to a Thursday. Well, there's a lot of things to talk about, and we only have 3 hours to do it. Come on in, stay a while. Those watching on Peacock are streaming partners. Download the app, watch for free. You can see what we look like. You may have seen what I look like, given that I've been in doing this for over 35 years. But if you'd like to see Marv's hands, you want to see Paulie's receding hairline, Fritzy.
Watch it.
Seton O'Connor. You can. Download the app. You can watch for free. Say good morning to our radio partners as well, Fox Sports Radio, iHeartRadio, and nearly 400 radio stations around the country. You want to watch a person earn their paycheck? A guy who's getting paid a reported $60 million. You got to see a glimpse of that yesterday in front of Congress with Roger Goodell, the commissioner. We'll talk about that coming up. The Avalanche beat the Lightning in overtime, but not without controversy. Up 3-1 in this series. We'll talk about that coming up. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DPShow. Also, the NBA draft coming up tonight. Got a poll question, play of the day, stat of the day, all of that forthcoming. You know, whenever we get close to the draft, we often hear about the importance of drafting the best player available. Now, it used to be, hey, we don't have a big guy. We got to take a big guy. Well, wait a minute, but that guy might be better. We need a big guy. That was in the 80s and the 90s. Famously, in 1984, the Blazers drafted Sam Bowie over Michael Jordan because they already had some players of similar size and skill set of Michael Jordan. We got Clyde Drexler. We don't need Michael Jordan. We need a big man. We'll take Sam Bowie. Well, we know how that turned out. 2020, the Warriors, they were going to take James Wiseman. And I thought LaMelo Ball would be great. But they had all of these wing players, backcourt guys. You can't take another guard. And I thought, why can't you? If I think LaMelo Ball is better than James Wiseman, I'm not taking James Wiseman just because he's a big guy. Golden State doesn't make too many mistakes when it comes to drafting. But I'm on record as saying I definitely, because I didn't know what I had with Klay Thompson. And if I could buy more time for Klay to come back and also limit his minutes when he was coming back, and I got LaMelo Ball, maybe I got something really special. They did get Jordan Poole in the first round, though. That's good draft there. But, you know, unless you're in an NBA front office, it's impossible to know how teams have graded out each prospect. But the draft tonight, you're looking at a 20-year-old, a 19-year-old, an 18-year-old, and saying, that's our future. Well, is the future now, or is the future in a couple of years? And there's a reason why you're in the lottery. Don't skip talent over fit. Got to have a big man. No, you don't. You have to have good players, players who can help you. Gene, what kind of poll question do we have today?
Dan, let's see. We could go with which sport is the most difficult to officiate? Hockey? Hockey, football, basketball. I feel like I have to throw baseball in there, but I don't think that's going to win.
Now, I'll say this up front. Full disclosure, on behalf of the room, we're not hockey experts. I'm not going to act like an expert today, and I'm not going to play one on TV or radio. This is just based off what happened in overtime last night, and the rule 74.1 on too many men on the ice states, when a player is retiring from the ice surface and is within 5 feet of his player's bench and his substitute is on the ice, then the retiring player shall be considered off the ice. Now, the Lightning didn't agree. They thought that the Avs had too many men on the ice. They scored the game-winning goal. It's been pointed out to me, karma. This happened with the Lightning last year against the Islanders. To get to the Stanley Cup, there was no call, and the Islanders did not complain about it, that too many men on the ice. But there were a lot of people who looked at it and said there are too many men on the ice. This is loosely called, it feels like. It feels like you could call this all the time. When you have a shift change and there's just so much movement going on, who is monitoring this? And it's not reviewable. They asked the officials afterwards, but this is different than the NFL. Tom Brady is a genius at being able to see when they're substituting and there's a guy, it looks like he's maybe one step away from the sideline. He'll hike the ball, and he gets that call. That was a loose rule. It's not anymore. But, you know, each sport has something that you look at, and it's open to interpretation. And that was the case last night. The Avalanche beating the Lightning in overtime up 3-1 in the series. Stat of the day brought to you by the great folks at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Got a lot of great t-shirts. Go to danpatrick.com, Dub Nation, and Enfuego t-shirt. Always got some great stuff. And Penny's Bang Biscuits for your puppy. Yeah, Paulie.
Okay, so watching the replays, and it appears that the guy from the Colorado Avalanche is exiting the ice. His skates are still on the ice, but he seems to be about to exit the ice, and his feet are still on there. His skates are still on the ice. All right. What if it was called the other way? What if they disallowed the overtime goal and said too many men on the ice, which is rarely called, it appears, in the NHL? How would that have been a better call than not calling it? You know, which would have been worse, over-enforcing a rule or under-enforcing a rule?
I would rather under-enforce a rule than over, because it didn't have any impact on the actual game-winning goal. And I think it would have been a technicality. But the fact that the call is not subject to video review by the hockey ops or on-ice officials, that to me is surprising. That maybe it's something that is called next year. Too many men on the ice was called 193 times this season. Now, before you go, that's a lot. That's in 1,312 regular season games. So 0.147 times per game. It's been called 19 times in 87 postseason games so far in the playoffs. Of the 19 times it's been called in the playoffs, 6 of the 19 have come against Tampa Bay Lightning.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that what? Stat of the day.
I got to give my stat guy, John Tuvey, credit for that because we threw it out there and I said, hey, we got any numbers on this? Oh, all right. He lit the lamp. That used to be one of my favorite calls. You know, when you see the red light going, he lit the lamp. By the way, in case you're wondering how it sounded last night, here's ESPN Deportes with the game-winning goal.
Colorado encima de Tampa.
Se viene otra vez Colorado. McKinnon, Vasilevsky. McKinnon primero, pero qué jugadota de Vasilevsky. Entró.
Colorado.
Entró. Gol.
I despise that. I despise the Spanish announcer. Let's elongate goal. It's not about you.
Stanley Cup final,
it's
though.
About the moment. No, that's drawn attention to you. I know that you do that in soccer all the time. I don't like it at all. But we weren't sure if it was a goal or not because it went top shelf or peanut butter shelf, as we like to say. And it got caught.
Us hockey guys.
Yeah, of course. Us hockey guys.
I was very much looking forward to coming in and telling people, like taking the chance to explain people the rules of hockey to them.
How much we know. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, yeah. Guys, come on. They don't call this.
We got in and immediately we're like, can somebody look this up?
Somebody call Barry Melrose.
Yeah. Steve Levy. Leaves. Can you help me understand this? And we had a call where it was, ironically, somebody from Tampa saying, hey, you're not covering the Stanley Cup final. And I said, you need a storyline. What is the storyline? Now you have a storyline. But this is the same during the NFL season. We don't pick and choose in a way that you go, oh, you don't want to cover that sport. How many games do we skip on Monday in the NFL? If there's no storyline, you just move on. What is the storyline? Something happened, a bad call, unbelievable performance, a team losing to a team you'd never expect. It might be 4 games that you really focus on. Baseball, got a storyline? Well, the Yankees right now. Aaron Judge, Shohei Ohtani. Umpires making bad calls, missing pitches. That's what we look for. We're in the storytelling business. Yeah, see.
That's like the double-edged sword of covering a sport like hockey.
Yeah.
Is that people complain about you not talking hockey right up until the minute you do, and then it's like, would you guys shut up? You don't know anything.
I know. And then I have to say, do you know my first game I ever went to was Rangers-Islanders? And
you gotta justify your hockeyness?
Yes, I do. My hockeyness. Yeah. When Kenny Morrow scored the game winning goal for the Islanders at the Garden, and I was there. I covered the Islanders. Not really covered them. I did some interviews. I was there, you know, when Gretzky and the Oilers played the Flyers Stanley Cup final. Asa Tikkanen was called up from the minors.
Nice.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah. Grant Fuhrer, I said hello to him. Like, I don't know the sport. I appreciate the sport.
You were a groomsman at Ron Tugnutt's wedding, weren't you?
I wanted to be.
Oh.
I wanted to be. Yes, Tom.
You started all those Pot Van Sucks chants at Madison
I did
Square.
Not.
You were the guy
I did
you
not.
Weren't the guy?
No. Pot Van, I believe, number 5
yes.
For the others. Thank you, Todd. Yeah. And, you know, I have to, my hockiness. No, I will tell you, full disclosure. I watch. It's my favorite sport to watch in the postseason. And last night, overtime, and now the Avs go back home. And I think we should get those T-shirts ready, Seton. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Bloop, bloop.
Bloop, yeah.
Bloop, bloop. Okay, thank you. Yes, yes, Paul.
Avalanche, 6th man.
Ooh. Oh,
maybe, you know, the 6th men on the ice.
Ooh.
Too many men on the ice.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. I think it's too soon.
Too soon.
Yeah.
For the Lightning.
This program is brought to you by Discover. If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. And that's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more. Discover.com/match. Limitations apply. What other poll question do we have today, Seton?
Well, I actually like what Paul just said. Which would have been worse last night, calling the sixth man or not calling the sixth man? Because I could very easily see us today being like, why did they call that? The guy's not even in the play. You know what I mean? It's like you could go either way with it.
Oh, the officials, you know, they're over-officiating. They're making themselves too much of the part of the game.
It's just so easy to jump on the side of whoever you think is getting screwed here. You know what I mean? So you take that goal away. It's like, why? What the hell? The guy had his back to the play. He's about to hop the wall. Why would you call that?
And look, I picked the Lightning, want the Lightning to win, but I would not have called that. I would not have said too many men on the ice. Yes, Todd.
Because then you would have heard, you would never have called that in Colorado. What a homer call that was. Just keep the game going.
Well, the fact that you did call it in Tampa against Tampa, to me, it was the right call. You may not like it, but to me, it felt like it was the right call. If I felt like there was some kind of interference or that player actually impacted the play, then I would have said, all right, let's reconsider this. But it's not even reviewable, which I find interesting because it is a judgment call. You want to help the officials make the right call, but not reviewable. All right, we'll come up with a poll question. Got a play of the day, stat of the day. Fritzy has his SportsCenter tease coming up as well.
He says questionably with a little pain in his face.
I did not say questionably. They've been pretty good.
Pretty good.
I like doing them. I hope you guys enjoy them. It's not supposed to be something that we have to get through.
Like maybe newsletter content.
Well,
bonus newsletter.
That relegated.
That's sensitive.
Like it would be great for bonus.
Okay.
Bonus content for the newsletter.
Hold on. I'm going to take you behind the curtain. We'll take a break.
I just touch on something?
Yes,
here?
You did.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Private meeting.
Yes. Oh, I didn't know. Oh, no.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yep. Had to have a private little chat.
It's always fun to be called to the other
Let
side
Let me take
of the
a break here. We'll come back after this Dan Patrick Show. Oh, summer's here. That means Link Soul is here. I got a shipment 2 days ago. You know what happens? Whenever there's clothes, you know, there's a box out there in the mailroom, then everybody like comes by or they open it up and then I go, no, you guys got your stuff for Father's Day. Mine came later. I ordered it later. And I even set aside a couple of things for Seton, put them in his locker today.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But I'm wearing a Link Soul shirt right now.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm just saying that we get it. We fight over it. But we shouldn't, because everybody gets their Link Soul. Yeah, see.
They're my people have noticed, actually, that when I go to my son's soccer games on the sidelines, like somebody stepped up their wardrobe a little bit.
I like that.
Boom, that's right. Soccer families.
What do the neighbors say, Marv, when you get dressed up? Don't your guys say,
where are you going?
I thought it was a little
bit. Boom.
Yeah, they say, where are you going?
Where are you going?
When they see you dressed up, they say, where are you going?
That's exactly what they say.
No, I thought the boys said, like,
where are you going?
Okay, I see you, Playboy.
Okay,
where are you going?
There you go.
We do not script this show.
Where are you going?
I see you, Playboy.
Damn it.
Damn you, Biff.
You get your hands off her. Hey, you, Biff. LinkSoul, LinkSoul.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to keep an eye out for the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth with NetSuite. You reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. Hey, rocket scientists, look no further than the next big thinker. First-in-class technology, a leader in innovation, and an intelligence not yet seen from an SUV, the 2022 Mercedes-Benz GLE. Learn more at mbusa.com. Lost a good buddy yesterday, Tony Siragusa, friend of the show. In fact, he helped build our first man cave. This is our second one, but we were in the other man cave, I think, for about 8 years. And Siragusa was working on a show called Man Caves, 2009, and he came in. We ended up going fishing and drinking while his partner, Jason Cameron, did all the work building the man cave. Goose goes, I'll come back at the end, take a victory lap. But I go, all right. He goes, you want to go fishing? I go, sure. He goes, all right, get some beers. That was it. But it's hard to become a household name as a nose tackle. I go back to Artie Donovan, played for the Colts back in the 60s. But he became, you know, one of those talk show circuit characters. He was like Bob Uecker of the football world. Tony Siragusa was a good player and was on a Super Bowl winning team with the Ravens in 2000. He was a star of Hard Knocks 1 year. He was also in The Sopranos, had a couple of cameos in there, 25th Hour, a Spike Lee movie. But he was a lot of fun to be around. And he died at the age of 55. I brought his name up yesterday because I thought Gronk is a big personality. I don't know if he's an analyst, but he's a big personality. How would I put him, how would I incorporate him into a broadcast if he decides that he wants to do that? And I brought up, Fox did this with Tony Siragusa. And I got a text from a friend who said, hey, I heard you mention Goose today. Did you hear about him? And I didn't know what the story was. And I thought, oh, maybe he responded. And he said, no, he died. And then Paulie sent me a note. And then I followed up with somebody who's friends with him. And they said, we're still trying to figure all this out. But, you know, just a coincidence. I bring his name up because I'm thinking, could you use Gronk that way, the way Fox did with Tony Siragusa? But he came on the show many times. Our first Super Bowl that we had on the beach in Miami, Goose was there. Paulie and Seton tried to block him. I played quarterback. I'm nursing a sports hernia. He blows right through the... So Seton and Paulie combined weighed as much as Tony Siragusa did. So about 350, 360. And Goose blows through those guys. And then he's going after me. I've got a sports hernia. And I keep yelling out, sports hernia, because he wants to tackle somebody. But he had a great spirit about him. And, you know, we'll miss him. We'll miss him. Yeah, good man. Good man. He'd light up a room. You knew he was in the room. I will say that. Yeah, Todd.
One Super Bowl week, we had a mechanical bull, and he was in charge of the whole thing. Oh, yeah. A lot of fun with that, too.
Yeah, but that's when you were up on the mechanical bull, and Goose is on the...
Also with a hernia situation.
Yes, you had not a sports hernia.
This was an actual, something sticking out.
Yeah, but Goose was great. Still reaction from last night, what happened with the Lightning and the Avs. John Cooper is the Lightning head coach, and this is what he had to say post-game.
This one's going to sting much more than others just because I think it was taken on... It was potentially, I don't know. It's hard for me. This is going to be hard for me to speak. I'm going to have to speak. I'll speak with you tomorrow. You're going to see what I mean when you see the winning goal. And my heart breaks for the players because we probably still should be playing.
That was it. One question or one comment, then he was done. We did see the play. It's not reviewable. And he's got to get it together. It's not over. That sounded like the Stanley Cup final was final, and it's not. And I think looking at the rule, the interpretation, you know, it's unfortunate that we may lean on that, whereas Colorado had an unbelievable goal and ended up, you know, winning in overtime. So it's 3-1. I think they play tomorrow night. Is that right, Todd?
That is correct.
Not a pivotal game 5. I thought 4 was pivotal. 6 would be pivotal.
They could win the cup in Denver tomorrow night.
Because I thought if the Avs won last night, then the series is going to be over. But if Tampa had won, now it's going to be interesting going back for game 5. We'll get phone calls coming up. Got the NBA draft coming up tonight. Roger Goodell was in front of Congress yesterday via Zoom and talking about the workplace environment with the Washington football team. Daniel Snyder, by the way, I think was in the south of France or Malta on his yacht. And I joked yesterday, it's like, Daniel Snyder's not going to testify. And I said, yeah, he's probably in the south of France. So Roger Goodell's job, in a nutshell, was on display yesterday. No owners. He's there via Zoom. And he's facing questions about what's going on with the Washington football team. And what he did is he talked about now the improvements with the Washington football team front office. You know, they're not sharing videos of cheerleaders getting undressed or, you know, a sexual assault, you know, on an airplane where, you know, the owner has a secret settlement. You know, none of those things. We're talking about now and all the good things now that they're doing because all the bad things that they did that didn't really get punished. And I thought, here's the commissioner. I'm going to put the question in here. And this is what he does so well, being a lawyer. And then I'll have some comments after this.
In your view, is Dan Snyder's behavior and the workplace culture he created and fostered one of the worst and most toxic you've seen in your time as commissioner and your decades of service with the NFL?
I have not seen a workplace in the NFL that is anywhere near what we saw in the context of that period of time for the Washington Commanders.
Okay. Now, what was the worst workplace that you've seen, Commissioner? Then there's this question that I think he handled as well as you could possibly handle.
Do you have the authority to recommend that Dan Snyder be removed as the team owner? Okay, recommend
the
gentlelady's
time has expired. Your time has expired. You may answer a question. Should Dan Snyder be removed?
I think I'm good.
Remove him. Will you remove him?
I don't have the authority to remove him.
Factually, he's correct. Now, if you say, Commissioner, will you or have you recommended a vote to remove Daniel Snyder? He does have the authority to do that. Yes, he.
To be fair, she did say in that clip, you can recommend he be removed.
Yeah. But then you had somebody say, no, the time's expired. And then he says, I'm good. And then you have right. somebody following up with that. But if that question stays there and, you know, and kind of hangs there, have you or why haven't you recommended that Daniel Snyder be removed as the owner of the Washington football team? I got to get him not something where he can avoid it. That was just, hey, this is a lawyer. His job is to get out using semantics. Yes, Tom.
It's also ironic referring to her as the gentle lady while she's screaming, are you going to get rid of him on this team? Look, the gentle lady's time has expired.
Yeah. But he did. I mean, that's where he gets paid to do this. That's why when somebody says, what's Goodell do? Why does he get $60 million? Right there. None of the owners had to take the slings and arrows. He's right there. Although they did subpoena Dan Snyder. Good luck with that. This is every year. It's just a different story, but it's every year. He just needs to get to training camp, and then we forget about Dan Snyder. That's all. Get a preseason game. And then when the, you know, the commissioner said, well, you know, he had to give up the ownership to his wife. Wow, man. Probably wasn't privy to anything going on because his wife's the owner now. Yeah. My Mercedes is in my wife's name. I still drive it. Stop. But look, if the other owners don't care, then the commissioner doesn't care. They employ him. If you want to know what the shield looks like, that's the shield. It's like Jerry West is the logo. Roger Goodell is the shield. I don't know if it'd be the same kind of action shot that Jerry has when he's taking a dribble. Yeah, Paul.
One of the Congress people issued a subpoena for Daniel Snyder. I saw the reaction yesterday. Finally, he's going to have to talk. Finally, he's got to appear. I'll tell you something. I would bet a week's pay that Daniel Snyder does not appear the next week or any week in front of Congress. That guy's Madden elusiveness rating has been 99 for two decades. And billionaires find a way out of lots of things. Ask Robert Kraft.
But that's what the commissioner does. He's there to, you know, he's got to stand up. He's got to answer these things. Deflect, 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 deflect. But I would want to pin him down. Well, he's not coming on this show. But I would want to pin him down and say, what would it take? Why will you recommend that Daniel Snyder give up the football team? What would it take? What would it take for Daniel Snyder to lose his team? Commissioner's not coming on this show. Yes, he
had a good day, though.
He did. For what he's supposed to do, he had a good day.
He flawlessly executed his responsibilities.
Yeah, yeah. You just sort of put it out there. Hey, I don't have the authority. He has the authority to at least open this up to a conversation with the owners to see if they would like to have a vote. He does have that authority. He can't remove him. He can suggest that he be removed, I'm guessing, to the other owners. But a lot of that deals with semantics. The question you ask me, I'm going to answer, and then I'm not adding anything more to it. I'm not going to expound upon it. It's just, you ask me that, I'm sorry, Congresswoman, I don't have the authority. If you can pin him down a little bit and ask him why, then I think maybe it could get interesting there. Also, here's another thing, and I don't know if this is the case. If I'm Congress, if I'm going to go into battle with something like this, if I'm really passionate and I got to do my job as a congressperson, I got to have somebody who's going to help me. That's where you would bring in a big name sports journalist and just say, hey, why don't you help us here understand, like, what should we be going after, in your opinion? Because they have so many topics that, you know, when we saw when the baseball players got in front of Congress and they mispronounced Rafael Palmeiro's name, the guy who was, accusing Roger Clemens of using steroids, Mr. McNamee. But what are the questions? Give us 10 questions you think we should be asking. I don't want some 22-year-old doing some prep here and saying, hey, here's some things. Because when you see what the topics are and you realize that they're not as prepared as they should be, are they as prepared as they should be with other topics? I can only go by what I know. And when I saw them in front of Congress talking baseball, steroids, I realized there's some people who did not know what they were talking about. With Roger Goodell, how about you give us 10 questions? Let us know. Get a couple of journalists. Yeah, see.
Can you do that as a journalist?
Well, you could do it as former. Maybe somebody who is not a journalist any longer. Maybe somebody who's not in covering the story.
Yeah,
and right. That's a fair point. Yes, absolutely. But, you know, could you ask a sports person, a sports expert, somebody who doesn't do it anymore? Mm. Hey, can you come up with some questions here for us?
You mean kind of like people who used to work for government and then go be consultants?
Yeah.
Oh.
Those kind of people.
They're lobbyists? And
yeah.
Then, oh, look, I'm a lobbyist now. Yeah. And I used to, right.
But that's what the, the commissioner goes in there, and I guarantee you he's prepped. Guarantee they did a mock interview with him. Guaranteed. They're go, what are they going to ask? What are you going to say? Now, you did have Jim Jordan, congressman, who says, why is Dave Portnoy from Barstool banned? And then Roger Goodell goes, I don't know anything about that.
He didn't see that one coming.
No, he did not. I don't think they said, hey, and you may get a question about Barstool Sports. But the other questions, he knew what to expect. Yeah, Paul.
We should have found a congressman and said, Commissioner, real quick, before we get on to the meat of the what we're going to do here, why do you no longer go on the Dan Patrick Show? Just plant. Do a plant. Your thoughts?
I forgot about this, that I was going to mention. Fritzy and I had a private chat. So, you know, Fritzy's now doing the SportsCenter teases. And I think the reaction has been pretty good. But I had to have a private conversation with Fritzy. I don't know if it was last week or the week before. But I brought him into the office, and I said, hey, I just don't think the limericks are hitting the sweet spot. And I said, how about we put them in the newsletter? When you have a limerick, then we'll put them in the newsletter. And I didn't tell the other Danettes. I just thought, let me tell Todd this. And he accepted it. I said, look, we love the SportsCenter teases. The limericks just don't leave me anything. There's nothing that I can do.
I did hear an old game show sound effect as you were talking to me in your office. Like I got the Zonk prize. Like, we're going to put that in the newsletter. We'll move on. Because can't go anywhere after you read your limerick. Then the
what was
calls.
Your actual reaction?
My initial reaction was a little disappointment, but it's okay. but you did appreciate it, and it's not like don't do them anymore. And plenty of people will look at it on the newsletter. But you did make a valid point. I often, whether it's funny or not, I'll read the limerick, and then you don't really have a place to go after that. It just kind of drops, stops there.
Yeah,
there's no jumping off point for a topic or anything really.
Well, and I didn't know if you were trying to substitute. If you didn't get a guest, then hey, I got a limerick for you, or I'm able to. To do some things. And I said, you don't have to do that. You work hard, you go after every name, and if we get them, we do. If we don't, then it's not because you didn't try. I just didn't want you to try too hard to substitute something in place instead of a guest.
That's true. But that was the most fair thing you said in explaining it was, you know, it just kind of comes out of left field a little bit. And then you kind of, I'm not sure where to go next right after you, because you, then you say, thank you, Todd. And I say, you're welcome. And then and what? Let's go to Joe in San Diego.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, Paul.
I think it's the batting average. It's like a batting average. The batting average on Limericks was low. The batting average on SportsCenter teases is high, really high. That's all it is.
Everybody on board with the SportsCenter teases, Seton?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
In moderation. Okay. Like everything in
okay.
moderation.
All right, Marv?
Yes, same. In moderation.
Okay. All right. I like them. I think they're funny. They're creative. And it's something different. Yeah, Seton.
Like, what if, remember how we used to do, Todd used to do his Monday Night Football songs?
Yeah.
Right. So I feel like if Todd produced a video that was a SportsCenter tease, right? Like it was a SportsCenter tease and it started at the top of the hour as like a TV thing and then led in, it would be like, man, this is a great use of Todd's talents.
Mm.
But even still just doing like the, okay, read it on the air and then the music is over and then you still go like, all right, Jim in Tulsa, you're on. Just this time now it has music to it.
Yes, Paulie.
Who wouldn't want to produce a pre-produce a great bit for the radio and TV show?
Let's take a break. Play of the day up next here. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to keep an eye out for the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Oh, my God.
The play, of the day.
Check this out.
Kadri inside the circle. Kadri! He scores! Nazem Kadri! The Kadri man can! I don't believe it! Kadri into the lineup. He gets the overtime winner! And you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here because this party is over!
Kadri scores an overtime goal in his first Stanley Cup final. The first in NHL history to do that. Outside of game one, Altitude Radio Network. He had missed the first three games of the series with an injury. That's your play of the day. Play of the day is brought to you by the great folks at Simply Safe. SimplySafeDan.com. We talk about good defense all the time on the field or on the court. How about your own home turf? Customize the perfect system for your home in just a couple of minutes. SimplySafeDan.com. Go today. Claim a free indoor security camera plus 20% off with interactive monitoring. Go to SimplySafeDan.com. Ooh, it's kind of hanging over the room. Fritzy's limericks have been relegated. In case you missed it, I had a conversation with Todd a couple of weeks ago, and I said, you know, I think we need to ease up on the limericks. And, you know, he took it. I thought you took it pretty well. At least in the office, you took it pretty well.
Yeah. Maybe. I was actually fine. I think I was understanding about it. And you didn't totally dismiss it. You said there's still a place for it.
Yeah.
But when a team is relegated, they still have a chance to get back into
Yes, they do.
Right. But unlike this situation, where this really wouldn't come back up to the show.
Do I think you're like Leeds United and you're going to, you know, get brought up to the Premier League? I think, you know what, I would just strengthen the SportsCenter teases, and then we can put the limericks on the newsletter.
I think that's reasonable.
The newsletter goes out to about 40,000 of our diehard fans. You can sign up, doesn't cost you anything, and we send you sort of a recap of everything that's happening. We've got new T-shirts, all those things, any kind of specials. We put that in the newsletter. It's a big deal. Really well done, and Todd has his limericks. Yes, Todd.
Do we run the risk of some subscriptions being canceled?
I don't know that.
We're going to find out how diehard they are.
Yeah.
What are they going to put on the news? I'm out.
Yeah. I don't know if we're going to get any reaction to that. Yes, Eden.
You know, we should actually track the numbers based on this announcement to see how many people are joining the newsletter just to make sure they still get Todd's.
Do I really need the newsletter? There's just so much going on in the world. I don't know if I need that, too.
Yeah. Yeah, Marv.
Coincidentally, Marvin's Haikus, they start next week.
Oh, that's exciting.
Wait a second.
There's an opening.
What?
I wasn't going to tell Marv. I was going to wait till Friday.
What a phony. I thought it was all poems and all staffers.
No, my bad.
Wow.
Damn, Marv.
I have your back
Come
pocket.
On.
That's not sorry. I didn't want to bring it up now, but it seemed like a perfect time.
Yeah, well, now I got to deal with him for 2 more hours.
Hey, Tyler's sonnets are coming. That's great.
No, Tyler is not going to do
you know
a
what?
Sonnet.
Do what you got to do. It's your show.
Yeah, I know. All I said was the limericks were just, they you weren't hitting 500, 400. It wasn't Mendoza.
I understand. And then you're like, thank you, Todd. I say, you're welcome. You're like, now what do I do after that?
Yeah.
Guess I'll take a phone call.
Okay. Okay. How about this? How about you do your SportsCenter tease? How about we do that?
We can do that.
Okay. Here we go. Marv, would you hit the music? Here's Todd in really unbelievable SportsCenter teases that he does.
Come coming up on SportsCenter. Nothing but the top of the net, how Colorado came away with the upper hand. But an avalanche of controversy. Why it just might be lights out for the Lightning come Friday. Will Washington's owner ever be commanded to take it to the house? And he may not have the authority to take a team away, but when will the commissioner own up to a punishment for Watson? Serena's Eastbourne and down, but it's no fault of her own. Also, a gentle soul with a large presence, remembering a raven. Plus, what's the skinny on the Zags' Chet Holmgren? And would Ivy be poison in Sacktown? It's Selection Thursday, baby! Thanks for choosing us. SportsCenter, next.
Okay, I'm watching that episode of SportsCenter.
Let's go.
I got that. Yeah. Thank you, Todd.
Thanks.
Yeah.
You're
welcome.
All right, we're working it out. It's all good.
All right.
Now what do we have? There's the dead air.
No, I'm just...
Frank in San Antonio, what do you got? Help me out here. What do you got?
Steve in Florida. Steve, welcome to the program. Hi, Steve. Wow.
Really, Steve?
Wow. Well, wow.
That was on purpose. That's genius.
I lost Steve.
I think he did it on purpose.
I lost Steve. Greg in Tampa. Hi, Greg. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Dan. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes.
It's not really a sports-related question. My beautiful wife and I, a couple weeks ago, we just had twin newborn girls, and I have a 2-year-old daughter. So I noticed you had 3 daughters.
Yes.
So I was wondering if you can give me some advice.
Well, at this stage, I can't help you. But as they get a little bit older, just listen to them. Because girls will tell you everything, even if they're not trying to tell you. If they're in the back seat of the car, they might be with a friend, just listen. You don't have to, you know, give parental advice there. Just listen to them. And they get into that routine where you listen to them. And it's helped me. My daughters are in their 20s, and we have great conversations. But they trust me. They know they can share something with me. And with their mom, but I made it a point to listen. And there are times when you want to interject, just listen to your girls. My son, it was different. My wife had a better approach with him than I did. But with my daughters, just listen and build up that trust. Because there are going to be times, you're going to be the stupidest guy in the world here in a few years with your girls. They're going to look at you like, you're so stupid. Or I'm embarrassed, you know, or don't pick me up. You know, how about I'll meet you in the parking lot. Like, you're just going to get those moments there. But I think you get through those and your girls never leave you. My girls, they're going to be there the rest of my life. Now, I hope my son is, but I know my girls will. And I think that's really important. But you develop that trust, that bond, and it's pretty special. Yeah, see.
Yeah, we always tell my son, because he's always like, don't worry, I'm not leaving. And then we'll say, like, no, it's fine. You can go wherever you want. We'll just be in an apartment down the street. Yeah. It's fine. We'll be right. No, we'll be right over there. It's fine. You do whatever you want to do. We're just going to be right around the corner. Don't worry.
Yeah, Paul.
It's a great, great topic. It's deep. I wish there was a limerick that could capture this moment.
Okay.
Unfortunately, we're out of time.
Yeah, darn it. 1 hour in the books,
guys,
2 more to
worst.
Go. I know. We're back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. One more item as we close out hour one. Our friends from Full Sail University, we launched the Dan Patrick School of Sportscasting a little more than 3 years ago. It's an accelerated bachelor's degree in sportscasting. You learn all aspects from in front of the camera, behind the camera, podcasting, radio, producing, directing, everything in between. And there's so many great things to love about Full Sail's approach to education. They combine hands-on learning, immersive projects, and yet the faculty has real-world experience. A lot of the faculty I work with at ESPN, and we tallied it up, it's more than 200 years of experience. We've been in the business, we know the business, and when we send you out to get a job, we're going to be there with you. At Full Sail University, earn your bachelor's degree in about half the time. Could be as short as 20 months. Choose to earn your degree online or Full Sail's campus in Orlando, Florida. Learn more about the Dan Patrick School of Sportscasting. Go to fullsail.edu/Dan Patrick.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.